Look for the good in other people and tell them what you see. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. Look for good in other people and tell them what you see. Now, really, that's a wonderful thing for each of us to put into consciousness for ourselves, for each of us to realize that this is what is really the most important thing for us to do. When we look for good in other people, we are really looking with the good that is within us. Unless we are good within ourselves, we cannot see it in other people. Unless we are good within ourselves, we do not even have an interest in what's in other people. If we have unhappiness in ourselves, then we see that in others. I've dealt recently with a lot of practitioners, and the practitioners are themselves sick. They are themselves ill. They are themselves experiencing unhappy relationships, unhappy experiences in their life. And so they attract to themselves people who are having similar experiences. And as they work with the people who are having similar experiences, theirs exacerbates. Their own experience just grows and grows and grows. Now, does that have to be? Yes, I'm afraid it does. Whatever we are within ourselves is what we see outside. And if we, as practitioners, can first clean up our own house, that's what we teach a practitioner to do. Practitioner, as Jesus said to his disciples, physician, heal thyself. First, we heal ourselves of mental attitudes, of thoughts that things could be bad or things could be not beneficial to us. We heal ourselves. We put the right cause in motion. Now, before you go, if you're a practitioner, for instance, before you go into your daily activity, you sit quietly in your home, in your room, in a park bench, or wherever you can be quiet, and you say, I am peace. 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 And then, with your eyes closed, you look inside of yourself, and you find peace there. You look inside of yourself, and you call everything you see peace. You see your attitudes about yourself, and you call that peace. You see your attitudes about others, and you call that peace. You see your attitudes about your job, and you call that peace. You see your attitudes about your home, and you call that peace. And by the time you're done calling these few things peace, you feel very peaceful. Then you look at your body, and you say, my body is the temple of the living spirit. All is in divine order. My body is a temple of the divine spirit. All is in divine order. My body is a temple of the divine spirit. All is in divine order. Saying this in such a peaceful attitude, in such a peaceful feeling, our body radiates outwardly what we feel within. Our body shows forth what we think and feel about ourselves. And then we look at the people that we're going to be dealing with, some we don't even know, but many that we know ahead of time. And we look at each person and we find the good in them. And as we find the good in them, we are seeing it from our own good source. And we see that they are lovely, gentle, kind, courteous, patient, beautiful beings. And we look at their body, and we see their body is made up of peace, is made up of harmony, is made up of divine order. Everything in their body functions perfectly, and of course ours does first. All is in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And then we think in our thoughts, you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. And we will have people coming into our life that we hadn't expected. And as they come into our life and we hadn't expected them, we'll say, you are in divine order. You live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, and all is in divine order, peacefully, wonderfully. We come upon an accident where things are pretty rough, and we first say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. It just takes a moment. And then we say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. We don't say the people are healed, that their injuries are whole and perfect now, and that there's no problem. We just say, all is in divine order. And then we leave. We have done our practitioner work. We leave. If there's no one else around and they need physical help and we feel that we want to do that, then we stay and do that. But if there are others around who are taking care of those details, we give them our healing blessing, all is in divine order, and then we move ourselves away from the appearances so that we can continually recognize that all is in divine order. For if we look at appearances and we see things that are apparently not in divine order, it's rather difficult for us to say all is in divine order. But we have to say it anyhow, because we're going back to the original purity and the original integrity of their being and our being. In our world, we create all beings, all in divine order. We create all beings expressing their original purity and integrity. And so, when we say these things about others, when we find this good in others, even though the appearance might seem to be elude us, as we say these things to others, we bring that forth for ourselves. We bring that forth for ourselves, and we bring that forth for them, for they are the outpicturing of what we have in our mind. To look for good in other people and tell them what you see is looking for good in yourself. And when you say to another person, you are a beautiful being. You made me so happy today with your lovely attitude, with your lovely thought, with your lovely word. They might have just said, good morning. Thank you so much. That's so nice of you to say good morning. I feel just 10 feet tall when I hear you say good morning. You're wonderful. Thank you. And then leave. And they'll be begeistered. They'll be surprised. They'll be amazed. And they'll be delighted. And they'll start going around saying good morning to other people. And of course you do too. And as you do this, you live in that beautiful, wonderful world of goodness, wholeness, peace, and joy. Look for good in other people and tell them what you see. And don't say it's difficult at times, because that means it's difficult to see it in yourself. Just say, what wonderful thing do I see in another that I might praise? Oh, hey, you tie your shoelaces so beautifully that the tip of each lace is equal to the other. It's really quite nice. And every time I've looked at your shoes, I thought to myself, how do they do that? You are really quite a genius at that. And then you go on. And you don't give overkill. You just give one or two beautiful comments and you're on your way. And that's the way you are too, yourself too. You say, oh, what a beautiful morning, I feel great. And then you say, oh, what a beautiful morning, I feel great. And you repeat that. And as you affirm that, you empower that. The empowerment of our words is so tremendously important. And we empower the words of good. We empower the actions of good. We empower the ideal of good. And we see all the world good and very good. It doesn't mean a judgment of right and wrong. It just means good and something beneficial and beautiful and desirable. Something good. Every one of us can live a life with lots of good in it. if we will just open our heart and open our minds to whatever it is that makes us happy. Look for good in other people and tell them what you see. You are indeed a practitioner. You are practicing what you believe. Now look at yourself. Go over your body and say to your body, I like you, I like you, I like you. Give yourself an energy treatment. Put your hands just above the surface of your naked body and move your hand along and feel the energy surging between your hand and your body. Feel the aliveness of your body. Feel the purity of your body. And if there's any area that seemed to give you a need for second attention, give it a second attention and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then even say, I like you. As you pass over your body without judgment, you say, I like you, I like you, I like you, I like you. And as you do that, your body will sparkle alive. All the organ actions and functions of your body will begin to be expressing that I like me attitude. Go over your toes and your nose and your head and your fingers. Go over your chest. Go over your body. Go over all of you and say, I like me. It only takes a few moments. Do this every morning when you rise and every evening before you go to sleep. And you watch how your body begins to express its youthfulness, its dynamicness, its wholeness. Watch and see how your body begins to express all the love that you put into it. And, of course, you took it out of it to put it into it, and that's good too. Look for good in other people. Look for good in their bodies. And tell them about it. You have a radiant face. When I'm standing next to you, I just feel so good. What kind of cereal do you eat, you know? And when I'm standing next to you, it feels like I'm by a powerhouse. You're a fantastic person. I enjoy you. Bye. See you later. I'm off to my day. And as you do this, your day is brighter, more wonderful, more complete. And you are the only one who can do it. For if you allow others to control your world by their beautiful statements or lack of beautiful statements, you are not your own master. Today, proclaim, I am my master. Today, proclaim, I look for good in other people and tell them what I see. But I first look for good in myself and tell myself what I see. And as I do this, I am the most radiant center of light. I return to my original purity and integrity, for I am good and very good. Have a lovely day and know that all is in divine order now. I love you. I love you. I love you.